This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's a country in the Pacific called Kiribati, though it's spelled like Kiribati. It's actually a pretty small place, a chain of islands. About 100,000 people live there. And it could become the first country to go completely underwater because of climate change. Jeffrey Goldberg visited the country, and he tells its story in the most recent issue of Bloomberg Businessweek. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So it's drowning Kiribati, even though it looks like it's written drowning Kiribati. Thank you for making sure I pronounce this correctly.
Yes, it's a country that no one knows where it is and no one knows how to say its name.
And they have a very big problem creeping up all around them. Explain what it is.
The problem is that this is a country of 32 low-lying islands and then one high island that has been mined to death, so it's uninhabitable. The 32 low-lying islands or atolls are slowly drowning. The ocean is rising because of global warming, because of climate change, and the water is in certain places coming in.
How much time do they have?
The president of the country says that by about 2030, they're going to be in dire straits, much sooner if they experience any kind of extreme weather, and they're after the Philippines especially. They're very worried about that because one large wave would move across these islands and knock down everything from one side to the other. So he thinks by 2030 it's going to become fairly uninhabitable. Certainly by the end of this century, a lot of the atolls will just be underwater.
What are his options for trying to save his country or get his people out?
It's a very sad thing because they've been there. Their ancestors came 3,000 or more years ago. No one knows for sure, but at least 3,000 years ago from what is now Indonesia. So, you know, they've been there for 100 generations or more. And they understand, or they're beginning to understand, that they're going to have, if things continue the way they are, they're going to have to leave. And there's no one in the world is going to take 103 or by the time it happens, maybe 150,000 people in one large group. So the thinking is that they will have to be split up as a nation. Some will go to Australia, some will go to New Zealand, some will go to Fiji, and they will be a diaspora caused by climate change, maybe the first diaspora caused by climate change. And what the president is doing is he's trying to do intense vocational training for his citizens, nursing, mechanics, seamanship, so that instead of being refugees, they can be migrants with dignity, as he says.
When you did this story, the president said to you, you know, he was angry, but his anger wasn't going to make the U.S. and China stop burning coal.
Right. The State Department's position is that, you know, they're talking about reparations and it's a non-starter. These countries are not going to be paying billions of dollars to these people because of the consequences of climate change. The one other thing he said was that this should be a lesson for Americans because what's happening now in the Pacific will be happening in places like Florida, in New York. You could go right now to some of these islands in the Pacific and you'll get a good glimpse of the near future.
Did you feel guilty?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I feel guilty about everything, so yeah, I'm not the right person to ask. But to answer your question seriously, the astonishing thing about this place is that this is not an act of nature. It's they didn't cause this. We caused this. And so these islands are becoming slowly inundated because of the behavior of the industrialized North. I mean, they don't have industry. They're not burning anything. And so this is on us. It really is.
Jeffrey Goldberg is a columnist for Bloomberg View. His story, Drowning Kiribati, is in Bloomberg Businessweek. Thank you so much.
Thank you.